For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Anthony, there's an opening tomorrow night I've been looking forward to ever since we met a couple of the characters on stage during the Arty Awards. Silence! Exclamation point, the musical.
A musical version of the film Silence of the Lambs, with Buffalo's great Jimmy Janowski as Hannibal Lecter and Buffalo's ultimate clown Maria Drozd in the Jodie Foster role.
Now, when she was on stage, she just nailed that Southern accent. I don't know how she does that.
That little clipped voice, she can do it. I'd seen it off Broadway a few years ago. It's been around for a while, but never before done in Buffalo. And it's just sort of deranged. It's part of B-Way's summer camp series. Every summer they try to come forward with a camp offering. Last summer it was Cleopatra, and this summer it is Silence! Exclamation point, the musical.
BUA at the Alleyway Theater. And again, it opens tomorrow night at 8. But not the only opening this week, although the next one we have to wait until Wednesday night. And that's kind of hard to wrap my mind around. It's called Murder for Two. What is it? Two pianists murdering each other? I don't understand this one.
But it's two performers, two pianos. They play 13 roles. The pretext is that this law enforcement person wants to move up to detective. In the opening scene, someone is murdered, and it will be an hour before a bona fide detective can arrive. So if he can prove himself by solving the murder in an hour, and before the ice cream melts, I don't know what that means at all, he's got a shot. And so they impersonate all of the various suspects and so forth while playing the piano. And it's Philip Ferrugia and Joe Donahue III. And of course, they do play the piano.
They sure do. Joseph Donahue, he was Jerry Lee Lewis in Million Dollar Quartet.
He was.
Wow.
He was.
What a talent. Murder for Two. It opens at Musical Fair Theater out there at the Damon College campus next Wednesday night.
Yes, directed by Doug Wyand. And I think notable, again, another silly offering for summer, though certainly not everything on the boards this summer. I think we discussed King Lear last week. Not a lighthearted show.
Not at all, with blindings, murders, beheadings, and more. It's a wild romp.
Fun for everyone.
Good for the entire family. You said something last week that really got a lot of people talking, that a person could grow up in Buffalo, and if they went to the two offerings every summer at Shakespeare and Delaware Park before they went off to college, they could see so much Shakespeare.
They could. That's kind of unique in this town, and for free.
So, again, take advantage of it, because King Lear is only up through July 15th. Down the road, they'll put on Much Ado About Nothing. Now, I had an interesting experience. Last summer, I went up to the Shaw to see An Octoroon, a melodrama brought forward into modern times. And I went again this year down to Chautauqua to see the same play. And it was a completely different experience. It basically concerns slavery. And it's one thing as an American to watch this in Canada and feel somewhat removed, and then to watch it on American soil. It was powerful. It was different.
Well, I think that we underestimate the degree to which every theatrical experience is shaped by its audience. And each individual member of the audience takes a lifetime of experience and will react uniquely. And I think that you can sense that. Shaw Festival, a particular kind of audience, a combination of serious theater goers, even theater pilgrims and tourists, and then the rather erudite mission of the Chautauqua Institution, residents with people who go there for specific periods of time, and also at Chautauqua at the moment, a deliberate and self-conscious effort to explore our diversity in America, and as part of that, our history. Interesting, the play itself, which will play its final weekend this weekend, I think it's up through the 8th. It's really an adaptation of a 19th century play by the same title by the great author of melodramas, Dion Boucicault, who also wrote The Poor of New York and London Assurance, The Corsican Brothers, some of the great melodramas of the century. And so it's a play that was well known to me before, and so transporting it even from a different time. So through the theater, you can see these issues rise and fall, the waxing and waning of interest and concern, but always reflecting something that's happening in the contemporary moment. It's interesting how the same material will resonate again, but very, very differently.
Speaking of the Shaw, I got to see Stephen Fry in all three parts of his Mythos series, Gods, which was a little confusing, Men, which was mostly the tale of Odysseus, and that was fun, but the best one, for my money, was Heroes. So I would tell people who have only seen one of the three, experiment, go to the other two. I'm sure there'll be one that will stand head and shoulders over the other two. In this case, it was for me.
You recommend Heroes?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
Okay.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.